This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. It is Friday, Junior, and I am just over the moon to be here with all of you. The lines are open. It is 844-500-4242. A lot to discuss in today's show. I've tried to kind of separate this into categories, but when you hear the headline that the State Department is funding drag theater performances in Ecuador, that's kind of a tough one to put into a category. I'm like, where does this fall? Does this connect to any other stories? So we're definitely going to try to get to it all today. But you know what I want to actually start with, which is kind of a Howie move. I'm going to pull a Howie right now. Joe Biden was walking towards the helicopter today. And he's in, this is how I would describe the mood he's in. He's in a check the polls, Jack, kind of mood. An angry mood. He's angry Joe, but like his angry Joe always has to be a little bit jokey. Like he's giving you the needle, but you're in on the joke with him. It's all in good fun. But you can see his mean, bitter old man self come out in these moments.
Good for you, Jack.
And so one thing they were asking about was how former Prime Minister Liz Truss, she resigned today in Britain. I'm not going to try to give you my take on that. You can probably guess I'm not an expert when it comes to other people's politics.
I can't wrap my head around what actually happened over there yet.
What was it, 44 days?
44 days. I
44 is the magic number lately. It was 44 hours that the illegal aliens were on Martha's Vineyard, 44 days for Truss. One thing I will say, if I had to kind of just grab a headline that I thought was the perfect summary of this was, I think it was Sebastian Gorka said, I'm feeling a little bit jealous that their leader resigned when it could have been ours. And that, I think, sums up how I'm feeling. I think that's all the expertise I need to give on this front. So Joe Biden was asked about that. I don't even want to play that one, though. I want to play the cut where he's asked about abortion and if there should be limits on abortion. This is cut 12.
Should there be any restrictions? Should there be any restrictions on abortion at all? Any restrictions on abortion at all?
Yes, there should be.
But what should they be?
And Roe v. Wade. Read it, man. You'll get educated.
No, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Now, there's a problem with that. Roe versus Wade. I don't know if anyone's told Joe Biden this yet. And I hate to be the one to break this to him, especially with all this other really bad news that's going on. For Democrats, I don't know if you guys saw this, but polls are not looking good. So I hate to be the one to tell Joe this, but Roe versus Wade was actually overturned. And it was a pretty big deal. I'm trying to think of what Joe must have been doing at that time. Probably involved, that might have been around the time of the bike fall or maybe an ice cream shop or something.
Let me check the presidential schedule from back in June.
Yeah, there was something. Oh, well, you know, it was June. It was summertime. He was very busy. So he must have missed that. So just yelling Roe versus Wade as if that explains what you think the limits on abortion should be. That doesn't cut it, Jack. That is not going to cut it. And that actually brings you to the exact problem Democrats are in. There was an interesting poll today in the National Review that showed that if you give people, and I'm totally summarizing this right now, but it says if you give people the idea that there are no limits on abortion and you can have abortion up until 9 months versus abortion in very limited cases, and you show them those two scenarios, they think the no limits up to 9 months is the more extreme stance. And that is how a lot of Democrats feel, but they don't want to say that because they know that that doesn't poll well. Abortion extremism, no matter which side you fall on, does not poll well. So for Joe Biden to say Roe versus Wade, read it, man, you'll get educated. These reporters must feel ridiculous to have this ignorant, angry old man telling you, read it, you'll get educated.
Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
There was also a cut where a woman, he gets really angry at the female reporters. If he were Donald Trump, I would say it had something to do with sexism or misogyny. But because it's Joe Biden, it's just him being folksy. But this woman asked him, you know, why don't people want to campaign with you? And his response, and we'll have it in a little bit, but his response is basically, there's been 15. Count. You got to count, kid. He called her kid. You got to count. And so I'm thinking about it. And I call up Howie today. And I, you know, so I want to make sure I got these numbers right. I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. I leave that to the president. I said, do I have this right? There's at least like 435 races going on in the House. Then you add another 30 in the Senate. And then you've got governor's races. Guaranteed, it's not all the governors, but there's a good chunk of governors who are running for re-election. We're talking close to 500 races. And he's bragging that as the president of the United States, 15 Democrats have allowed him to campaign with them. 15 out of, let's just say, and I think I'm actually lowballing, 500 races. Do you consider that a good ratio for the president? 15 out of 500. And he thinks that's brag-worthy.
Two of them are Fetterman and Shapiro. So
glad you brought up Fetterman because you heard about his doctor, right?
His so, quote, doctor.
Fetterman's doctor. And I just have to go back here. I haven't done it yet today. And I think it's because I had a shorter week because I wasn't here on Monday. So it makes sense that I could save it till Thursday. But we're going to play that little game called What If It Were Trump? And I don't even have to imagine this because when Trump had a physical, it was one of the most absurd, almost satirical things I've ever seen from the White House. It was a White House press briefing. It was Ronnie Jackson. He's up there at the podium. You would have thought, Jared, that the questions that were coming out, his waistband, what does he eat? How does he sleep? All these questions, okay? And Ronnie Jackson answered all of them. And the questions were very personal, very specific. And some of them, I would even say, had a little tone of meanness to them. Like, you could tell they were insinuating something about Donald Trump, what he eats, his size, all things like that, how much he weighs. That's all well and good. I remember thinking, you know what? The president of the United States, that's what you sign up for. Now we find out that John Fetterman, the senatorial hopeful, who's also the lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania, that his doctor signs off that he's fine, he's good to go. He's got the green light to campaign. Turns out this doctor, guess who he's donated to? Political donations. Guess who he's a big fan of? Have you guys ever heard of John Fetterman? Big fan. Doctor's a big fan of his patient. And not a big deal. I don't see any of the same level of... When Ronnie Jackson said, hey, Trump's great. You know, he's got a... I think he said things like he's got to cut back on XYZ. But he's doing good. The response from the media. What does Trump have on Dr. Jackson? To make him lie to the American public. Now we've got John Fetterman, who the only... I was thinking about it today because I was writing this... I'm writing this piece for Spectator, and it's actually... I'm actually very looking forward to it coming out because I focus on the wives, which is, I know, it's kind of a risky thing. You can really offend people when you focus on, let's say, Jill Biden, Giselle Fetterman, these strong, protective wives. But I was thinking about it. I'm thinking about Dasha Burns, who reported that John Fetterman was having trouble understanding small talk. And then I was thinking about, I think her name's Katie Vogt, who was the Rolling Stone writer, and how she called Giselle Fetterman the de facto candidate. Now, both of these reporters have been getting trounced. You know, apologies demanded, delete the tweet, you say this, you're an ableist, you blah, 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 blah. And I really started to think about it. And I thought, this is where we're at in 2022. If you are a reporter, or just a regular person, and you acknowledge reality, you acknowledge the problems that someone like John Fetterman is facing, you will receive more scrutiny for your comments than John Fetterman, who's running for Senate. You will be just run out of town if you question this guy's mental acuity and his health. But he's running for Senate, and we're not allowed to say anything about it. But his doctor gave him the green light, which is great. Very convenient for his doctor, because he's also a huge fan of Fetterman, so I'm sure he wants him to get back out on the campaign trail. All of this happening, and then to top it off, we've got some amazing cuts from MSNBC. MSNBC Today, it's always like a competition. Which network is the craziest? And I tend to think that MSNBC, they say crazier things, but you just hear less about it because no one's watching. But today, there's no doubt MSNBC won this round. They got Chris Hayes coming up with conspiracy theories. I mean, you couldn't pay me to come up with something this wacky. This guy, and you know what the funniest thing is, Jared, is that we're always told as Trump supporters that we're the conspiracy theorists. Oh, you're fringe. You're fringe. Conspiracy tinfoil hats. And then I start listening to Matthew Dowd and Chris Hayes, and I'm like, what kind of Kool-Aid are you guys drinking? Because it is potent. I don't know what's going on. And oh, one other thing I want to add in here. I know, I got a lot of stuff to get to. But one other thing I want to add in here is the fact that AOC got heckled at an event by, and you know what the funny thing is? I read all these different articles about it. No one can really figure out what the protesters, what the hecklers were standing on. Like, they had a couple of different, it seemed like everyone there was angry about different things, which I love. It was a real smorgasbord of just angry liberals. They did seem like they were liberals. And so it was really the left eating its own. I will say this, though. They did a little bit of, hey, hey, ho, ho, AOC has got to go. And I, as the judge, I'm the Simon Cowell of this show. I'm going to let them go to the next round. They're going Hollywood. You're getting the yellow ticket. Because it was a lot more well-timed out than most of the climate activists. Had a little bit more pep. And that could come from the anger they had for AOC. But they were screaming at her. And she did not handle it well.
One person did call her a sellout. There's a woman who called her a sellout. But that was really the only directed anger I heard.
Yeah, so I saw different things. Like a couple days ago, there were people who were mad that she supported sending weapons to Ukraine. They thought that she was encouraging a nuclear war. But then this event that happened yesterday, there were people who were mad about vaccines. There were people who were mad that she's a sellout. So it was kind of all over the map. The important thing is, though, that they all started chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, AOC has got to go. And I don't think she was expecting it. She was a little caught off guard. We will get to all of this. We'll take your calls. I want to take a lot of calls today. 844-500-4242. Every day, Joe Biden is messing up something new. And he's doing it with such pride, you know? He's really impressed with himself. And we're dealing with all of the consequences of his decisions, of his terrible decisions.
These are facts. Check them out.
Now, with all the stress going on, it makes total sense to be worried about your finances, especially because you spend so much time saving, you spend so much time working for that money, and suddenly you look at Joe Biden, you feel like it's all going down the tubes. So that's why you need to take control and invest your money in precious metals. Our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. The first guide is 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. The other is the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. Again, these guides are totally free. These free guides will show you how to protect your assets and get through the Joe Biden financial crisis. Did you know that during the high inflation of the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%? So this is a really good time to look back in history and figure out what worked, because there are ways, there are silver linings to these situations. And today you can buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. Gold and silver can help you diversify your risk and protect your retirement in these uncertain times. Call Monetary Gold now to get your two free guides at 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. Or go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's 800-267-6500. Or go to monetarygold.com/grace. We will be right back with your calls. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley for a delightful afternoon.
Skyrockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Afternoon delight.
Hey, ho, ho, AOC has got to go. You know what I will say is that they had, I think, counter protesters who were really throwing off the rhythm. And even so, I thought they sounded pretty crystal clear. Those were the hecklers at AOC's, I don't know what it was, like some sort of event yesterday, a town hall of sorts. And they were mad about all sorts of things. It's hard with liberals to really figure out, to pinpoint what they're mad about. I don't even know if they were liberal. I'm assuming they were liberal because I think it was in Queens, but who knows? Maybe they were Trump supporters who were angry at AOC. Either way, she did not handle it well. But before I even get to that, as I talk about this, you might notice that I mentioned that I'm impressed with the chance, as opposed to some of these climate activists who tend to have very low energy when they do their chants. It's like, hey, hey, ho, ho, gasoline has got to go. And I always think, I think a lot of them are on low protein diets. That could be part of it. They need an energy boost. Well, I have an update for everyone as far as the eco warriors go. I don't know if people saw this story. Now, you might remember I was off when the whole tomato soup thing happened. I'm assuming that was a big story, right, Jared?
Oh, the Van Gogh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I missed that. And I was kind of bummed I missed that. I think they put like a film over the paintings. So it is,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the paintings are protected.
Yeah. But still, doesn't sit right with me. Well, we've got a new one. A group of eco-activists have glued themselves to the floor of a Porsche showroom in Germany and have vowed to remain there until their demands for the government to decarbonize the German transport sector are met. They always talk like, you look at these videos and it's a bunch of people who look like teenagers with their hands stuck on the floor. And then they act like they're Bane or something in the Batman movies. Until our demands are met, we will not. It's like, okay, take it easy. You got some super glue and you're letting it go to your head. But this is where it gets really funny. So it's nine activists from the Scientist Rebellion Group. And one thing I will tell you is they had lab coats on. I requested lab coats this week. I said, Howie and I need to get lab coats. It takes you to the next level. It makes you look cool. You can do hits on MSNBC. We could get a little stethoscope. It could be the whole thing. They have lab coats, so we should contact them and figure out where they got those from. Probably Amazon. Now, they have the lab coats on. They're sitting on the floor, and they were there for nearly 24 hours. They're refusing to leave. Here's my favorite part, though. Some of the activists are on a hunger strike, while others complain. I guess you kind of have to be if both your hands are glued to the floor. How would you not be? Well,
that's been a lot out of that one piece of gum.
While others complained that Volkswagen had denied their request to have a bowl so that they could go to the toilet in a decent manner while they are glued to the floor. So let me get this straight. They're going through the Joe Biden school of negotiation. You're inconveniencing in a major way the Porsche showroom. And you want them to accommodate your toilet needs while you try to ruin their store. Why do I feel like you don't have the upper hand here? Where if I'm running this store, Jared, and I see a bunch of Looney Tunes in lab coats with their hands glued to the floor, and then they start saying, hey, listen here, ma'am, we need a bowl for when we go to the bathroom. I'd be like, you know what? Have a great time. I actually got to go. Yeah, I've got an appointment. I'll be back in a couple days, though. Lock it up. Leave.
Enjoy the weekend, kids.
You know what? This is actually great for me because I was thinking about taking a week off anyway. Have fun. Keep an eye on the place and just put up the close sign on the showroom and then just walk out. But there, instead, this is how deranged and entitled people are. We're going to glue our hands to the floor. Can you bring a bowl over so we can go pee? How about no? We'll be right back with more. We got Chris Hayes and Matthew Dowd facing off for the craziest take on MSNBC.
How about no?
No. live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I see on my cut sheet here, we have a cut from Michael LaRosa, who is the former, I think, press secretary for Jill Biden. He also is making his way into my Spectator piece because he was very offended. I don't know if people remember this. He was very offended a few months ago. Actually, it might have been over a year ago now, when Rachel Campos Duffy from Fox criticized Jill Biden for not helping out her husband and convincing him to step away from the spotlight. And Michael LaRosa, who also, by the way, resigned from Jill Biden's team 2 weeks after the breakfast taco incident. I'm sure it had nothing to do with that.
Nana.
Yeah, there is no correlation, believe me. He tweeted at Rachel Campos Duffy and Fox that he was so disgusted by this and he wanted an apology. That's the big thing from Democrats. They demand these apologies. And as far as I could tell, Campos Duffy did not apologize. Nor should she. I mean, how many times has she been proven right since then when it comes to Joe Biden? But now Michael LaRosa, now he's like a communications guy. He's telling us how great John Fetterman is. I gotta hear this cut, Jared. This is cut 7.
Hasn't released his full medical records yet. Is this enough to assuage critics?
I think it is. I don't even think he needed the note, to be honest with you. Have you seen the guy is a political athlete, one of the best ones I've ever seen. He's pure talent. He looks and sounds and acts like the state of Pennsylvania, similar to like a Tim Ryan, right? He is traveling all over the state of Pennsylvania and having, if rallies are a measurement of enthusiasm, like the former president used to measure, this guy is holding rallies all over the state with huge numbers.
Wait, hold on. Well, no, according to CNN, since when are we using the former president's measurements for things? Because I was told every time Trump had hundreds of thousands of people that it meant nothing, that they were, you know, they were paid supporters, they were paid to be there. So no, that first of all, LaRosa, no, I don't count that.
Very
as
fake news.
And second, he says the best ever. If he's the best political talent right now in the Democrat Party, it says less about him and it says a lot more about the rest of his company. And I say the same thing when I was reading that New York Times piece and they were all, you know, all these sources were fawning over Jill Biden. And they're like, she's the most popular surrogate. Everybody wants Jill. I thought, doesn't that tell you a lot about the sorry state of the Democrats right now, where the best you can get from the White House is the woman who compared Hispanic voters to breakfast tacos? She's the top dog. What about the rest of the best and brightest? What about the Ivy Leaguers? What about Pete Buttigieg and Walsh Marty and Kamala Harris? They're that bad that she's beating them? And I would use the same thing here. John Fetterman is the best political athlete you have to show for yourselves? Yikes.
Not just the best political athlete now, the best ever. Better than Clinton, better than Obama.
Wow.
The best ever.
It's amazing. Really is. It's really impressive. All right. So I just saw Michael LaRosa and that stuck out to me. Let's get to the meat of this hour, which is MSNBC. Jared, can I actually get a little bit more of that? I really enjoy that X-Files music. It really sets the tone. MSNBC is constantly denouncing the GOP. I guess Howie told me today that Tucker Carlson did a piece on Tiffany Cross and Joy Reid and how they're always attacking white people. There's a lot of crazy things going on at MSNBC. But I have two cuts here, and it actually brings us to our poll question. I need people's advice on which
I'm yelling
one,
at the clouds.
On which one's nuttier, because I thought for sure when I came into the office this morning, I'm like, oh, Chris Hayes wins this. This is one of the best things I've ever seen. This is Blue Anon. He's coming up. Basically, his theory, which we'll play for you, is that Saudi Arabia, OPEC, and oil companies are all getting together. They're colluding, you might say. I'm surprised that Russia's not involved in this theory, since it's all made up in his mind.
Got the big four controlling it all.
Why not throw in Putin? You know what I'm saying? What do you have to lose at this point? If you're making things up, might as well throw Vlad in there. But they're all working together so that Democrats will lose in the midterms. And that is why Joe Biden releasing more barrels from the strategic petroleum reserves is actually saving our democracy. If you're listening to me right now and you're saying, Grace, that didn't make any sense. Well, it's MSNBC. What do you expect? Let's have Chris Hayes cut one.
Oil companies, OPEC, Saudi's not exactly eager to make sure prices are low before an election where Democratic candidates are vulnerable. It's also why Saudi Arabia might want to suddenly announce a cut in oil production right before the midterms. Of course, Democrats can't just throw their hands up and say, oh, well, because the future of American democracy is in, as we report night in, night out on this program, real peril, existential peril. One of the two major parties is currently under the thrall of a guy who tried a violent coup unsuccessfully, but has basically announced he'd do it all over again. By one analysis, 60% of Americans will have an election denier on their ballot this November. The stakes in the upcoming elections are the highest they've been in a very long time. This is post-coup election in America. We cannot expect threats to democracy to be the only salient issue for voters, even if it is salient for a lot. I mean, you know, there's millions of voters and people have complicated and busy lives and they've got things they're thinking about when they go to the polls, like the cost of living, inflation, and yes, gas prices, the one price in America that is posted on every street corner, those digits, they are going to be front of mind for voters. And so we find ourselves in a situation where keeping gas prices low is key to preserving and strengthening the future of our democracy.
Oh,
and so,
my gosh.
Here we are.
Shut him Biden off. Released. Oh, my gosh. The level of insanity. I have to give credit that he threw in a little Ron Klain type deal with the, you know, the gas prices are posted everywhere. I know that really bothers Democrats. They don't have a problem with it when gas prices are posted when Republicans are in office. But when Democrats are at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the billboards with the price of gas become a real, real sticky issue for Democrats. I really, at the beginning of that, when his voice was so high-pitched and he sounded really chaotic, it's like someone who escaped from like an alien cult trying to explain something to you and you're going, okay, uh-huh, sure, bud, yeah.
All right, he's a 12-foot lizard with a volcano mouth,
yeah,
right?
And you're going, okay, no, that's fine. Oh, yeah, no, all good. Okay, now, can we help you? Do you need help? This is bananas. He thinks that the world is colluding to make Democrats lose in the midterms, and yet at the same time, he wants to talk about how we're the election deniers. But I can tell you right now, they're already prepping like a million things to blame when they get wiped out in the midterms. OPEC, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Trump, the GOP. And, you know, you can really hear, beyond all the crazy conspiracy theories he's coming out with, you can really hear the tone deafness of Chris Hayes when he talks about regular people. And people have complicated lives. And no, Chris, let me rephrase that for you. A lot of people cannot afford to live in your far left, radical, progressive, limousine liberal bubble. People have to worry about real life. And it's not because they hate Joe Biden, and it's not because of OPEC, and it's not because of Saudi Arabia. It's because things are expensive. It's because things are expensive. They're not expensive for you, Chris. I'm sure you get a really nice paycheck from MSNBC. But that's not a reason to blame everybody else. Look in the mirror. This is your guy. And so now, in his strange logic, Joe Biden needs to release more from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves to save democracy from the guy with the horns. Do I have this right? And the election denier thing, and I want to throw something out here because I know the debates are tonight with Jeff Deal and Mara Healey. Mara Healey keeps throwing at Jeff Deal this whole thing about election denier. And this is something you see in every race. So you deny the election in 2020, you deny the election. Every candidate, Jeff Deal, everybody else, they should be doing what Carrie Lake is doing, because the Democrats don't have a leg to stand on this. This is the issue that they should not be able to get away with. There is plenty. There's a cornucopia of examples of Democrats, of Hillary Clinton, of Al Gore. Go down the list. Go far back as you want of Democrats denying the results of elections. So this whole idea that they have to be able to do whatever they want. The ends justify the means because of democracy. That's becoming the blanket statement. We have to preserve our democracy so Joe Biden can do whatever he wants and we can blame things on the most fanatical conspiracy theories we can come up with. And yet again, I just want to reemphasize this one more time. We're in the cult. We're the crazy ones. According to Chris Hayes. Man, did he do a segment on like Sasquatch after that? That was hard to follow. That was a bit concerning. And they want to make fun of like Tucker Carlson. You ever watch a Tucker Carlson monologue? Everything he says makes sense. There's nothing he's saying that's out of bounds. There's nothing he's saying that... Now, meanwhile, they can go on the air, whether it's Russia collusion hoax or this latest thing. I don't even know what to call this. The whole world is plotting against us because of the midterms. It's a lot easier.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Yeah, he was Alex Jonesing there for a second. And you know what? I just want to add something else in. They so desperately, and there's been some really good pieces on this lately about how they're trying to blame. I meant to send Howie one today. It was from Free Beacon, like all the different people they're going to blame when they lose in the election. It's so much simpler than that. You don't have to go to Saudi Arabia. You don't have to go to the oil companies. You can just look inward. You can just go to TJ Maxx, buy a mirror for $15, and take a good hard look, Chris Hayes, and you'll figure out why the Democrats are going to get wiped out in this election.
When you point one finger at OPEC, there are three pointing back at you.
I mean, damn, and we haven't even gone to the Matthew Dowd yet. Peggy, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Great show, as usual. You know, every day, I have a couple of points. Every day after I, you know, turn the news on in the morning, read something in the paper, I think of you and I say, am I taking crazy pills? Because every day is worse than the next. And I totally blame the media. I really do. I've come to believe that they are the problem. I've known it all along, but it's so clear. And it's so corrupt. And it just aggravates me. And I don't want to compare and say if this was Donald Trump, but my God, if Donald Trump was depleting the Strategic Reserve oil, he would be held up on treasonous charges. I'm sure of it. And my second point was, the caliber of this cabinet is literally the bottom of the class for every single one of them. There's not a bright bulb out of any of them. And I can honestly say that I believe that Marty Walsh, our own Marty Walsh, reading his jobs numbers once a month, is probably one of the best of the bunch. And that's saying something.
I know. I know, but, Peggy.
But, Secretary Walsh, Marty.
You know what, Peggy? It's just like saying, like Michael LaRosa saying John Fetterman's the best ever of the Democrats. It tells you more about who else is in there than it does about John Fetterman. And you're right. The same thing with Marty Walsh.
And honestly, my last point is about Joe Biden and his age and things like that. I've had experience with aging parents, aging aunts and uncles who want to be current and they want to be with it and they want to be relevant. And sometimes they say things that are quasi off the wall or even inappropriate. But, and this is a big but, they're not the president of the United States. This guy is one crazy sentence away from starting a world war.
Yeah, you might even call it Armageddon. No, you're right, Peggy. Really, really great points. And I'm going to address a lot of those when we come back, Peggy. I really appreciate the call. Peggy just hit the nail on the head with these Democrats. It's out of control. Every day there's something worse. And they want to blame everybody. And it's not going to work. Nobody wants to hear it anymore. Stop passing the hot potato, the blame game. People have had enough. 844-500-4242. Speaking of hot potatoes, though, there's nothing like a steak.
There's no time for potato heads.
There is time for potatoes, though, today. Because I'm back from Ireland, and you know I enjoyed my potatoes there. But what I really missed when I was in Ireland was some delicious Omaha steak. Because it's made in the USA. It gets delivered right to your door. It's great quality, Jared. I'm talking, you put this on a cast iron, the crust you get on that steak, out of this world.
Yeah, I actually was talking about this yesterday with Howie. I went on to Omaha Steaks to check out the semi-annual 50% off sale, and they have, I think it's called a box, they have an entire box of just different types of filet mignon, filet mignon steaks, filet mignon Polish sausage, I mean, you name it. They have just filet mignon, but I mean, they have other things, obviously. I love their hot dogs. I love their steaks.
Their burgers are amazing.
Their burgers are amazing, but the filet mignon box for 50% off.
Yeah, and if you want to get that deal, you don't have to wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Grace at checkout. It's a 50% off site-wide, like Jared said. It's their semi-annual sale. 50% off delicious customer favorites. And when you use promo code Grace at checkout, you can take an additional $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required for discount. But Jared, you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, whatever you like, you can make a box up of whatever you like. It gets delivered. It's great quality. You don't have to go to the grocery store. And right now, I think is a great time to stock up on things, because when those Sundays roll around, you got the family over watching football, you don't have to go to the store and get a bunch of ingredients. You want to have the real meat of your meal already ready to go.
And what you can get for their 50% off, what you get is less than one component of that at the grocery store, right?
Yeah, the price is unbelievable. Again, go to omahasteaks.com, enter Grace at checkout to score the extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, code Grace at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Like we say, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, and all their meats are American-raised. We'll be right back with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. If you think you've heard it all from MSNBC, hold on. Matthew Dowd says to Chris Hayes, hold my beer. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
So Chris Hayes from MSNBC suggested that oil companies OPEC and Saudi Arabia are conspiring to keep gas prices high so that Democrats get wiped out in the midterms, and that is why it is such a patriotic thing, and it's such a wonderful thing that Joe Biden is releasing more of the Strategic Petroleum Reserves.
Stop it. Get some help.
You might think that's the craziest thing you're going to hear in this first hour. You might be wrong, though, because Matthew Dowd was on MSNBC with his favorite, Nicole Wallace. Let's take a listen to what Matthew Dowd had to say. This is Cut 14.
Well, I'll remind people, too, of a history lesson that there in the 1930s Germany, there was a candidate and then there was a party that said they were going to do something about inflation. And they did do something about inflation. Inflation went away, but so did the democracy in Germany in the 1930s up until 1945. I mean, I think the problem is twofold. It's really twofold. One, I think the media, I think, has a responsibility in this. And I think you obviously are doing this with a headline show on Deadline Democracy, and you do it every day. But there's too much reporting on something voters already are aware of.
We're good. I love how he sucks up a little bit to Nicole Wallace. She's going to keep having you on, Dowd. Don't worry about it. You're comparing Republicans to Nazis. She's going to keep having you on. You're good, okay? You don't need the extra kissing up. So let me get this straight. Recent polls I've read show like 89% of people say inflation's their top issue. Are all of those people, are we now likening all of those people to Nazis? I mean,
there's no other logical conclusion to come to, Grace.
The GOP is like Nazi Germany for focusing on the economy. Got it. Thank you, Matthew Dowd. We needed that. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. With the Dow down over 20% and the NASDAQ down 30% since last Friday, you need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which MSNBC take was wackier, Chris Hayes or Matthew Dowd?
I wanted to say Chris Hayes because of his shrill voice and how upset he sounded. But based off the actual content, I'm going to say Dowd.
Chris Hayes at 53% right now, Matthew Dowd at 48%.
It's a tight one. Stay on the lines. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about oil, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden. Don't go anywhere. Plus a lot more sound. We'll be right back.